I'll be reading Psalm 93 as it appears in the New King James and then meditating on that, drawing out some of its meaning. Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is everlasting from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorned your house, O Lord, forever. On March 11th, a massive earthquake and tsunami devastated Japan. I can only imagine how terrifying that type of experience must have been. I've been in a small earthquake, and I know how unsettling that is. And maybe you've stood on the shore of the ocean and felt the power of the waves, and those are just the natural waves. The tsunami was much, much more powerful than just those normal waves. And yet, God is even more powerful and more majestic than this. Psalm 93 praises God for how great he is. The psalmist tries to capture that greatness by comparing him to the awesome authority and power that can be discerned in the world in two specific ways, in earthquakes and in floods of the sea. Verse 1 begins by stating the truth of this psalm in a proposition. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Uses words that have the idea of putting on armor or putting on clothes to try to get an idea of the strength and power and majesty of God. The idea is that you can see him as a king robed in all of his authority. You might have some idea of this. This last week there was a royal wedding and you saw lots of what we call regalia or the robes and the costumes of majesty that go along with the royalty of England. Again, God is even more majestic than that, and the psalmist uses those royal robes to get an idea of God's majesty. And then he compares God's majesty to these two things in the world that we know. First, he says that the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Now we know that the earth does move in earthquakes, and the psalmist knows that too, but in a sense he's saying that we can't do that. We can't shake the earth. God alone is the one who can do that. And in saying this, the psalmist has the idea or is wanting to communicate the immovable character of the earth, and from that to show us the immovable character of God's rule. In fact, he compares it to that directly. The world is established, and so is God's throne. It cannot be shaken. Mankind cannot cast off that rule of God. It would be like going out and grabbing a mountain with your hands and trying to shake it. Could you shake a mountain? Of course not. Can you move God's rule and his kingdom? Of course not. It is established forever. It's established even from before the world was made. Second, God's power is compared to the ocean. Here again, we know that we can't control the ocean. Go out and stand in those waves and reach your arms out as wide as you can and try to grab a wave when it comes in and hold it in your arms to stop the waves. Could you do it? Of course not. No one can control the waves. But God does. The floods are lifted up, but the Lord is mightier than the noise of even many waters, even as powerful as a tsunami. God's power is sure over the shifting waves. And the psalmist uses this to describe his power in his word and in salvation, especially. The waves are unsure and unsettling, but God's word is sure, and his work brings holiness to his house, to his church, to his people. In other words, if God can calm the wind and the waves, then surely he can also deliver you and me from the terrible flood of sin that washes over us. In fact, this is the grandest expression of God's majesty, that God would save sinners through Jesus Christ. The earthquake and the flood prompt us to be in awe of a God who is powerful over sin, over the devastating flood and unsurety of sin that is in our lives. Those powers in the earth are revealed in creation to lead us to the best thing of all, to God's majesty and holiness for his church, for you. Take time to think then this month about God's majesty revealed in creation. It really is awesome. Next time there's a big thunderstorm, go out on your porch and just be amazed at the power of that storm and think of God ruling over that. And then think about how God has also exercised his power by saving you from sin through the power of and work of Jesus Christ. Think of how he has covered over the raging sea of sin that was once your life and made you holy forever. We'll enjoy singing this throughout the month and thinking about the majesty of God who saves us from sin. Let's turn to Psalm 93. We'll be singing Selection A throughout the month and meditating on the majesty of God who saves us and makes us holy. Please stand as we sing Psalm 93.